Thursday night, Massachusetts State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa of the 1st Hampshire District is making a visit to Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The Democrat is the co-lead sponsor of a bill calling for Massachusetts to adopt a single-payer system that would offer Medicare for all in the state. Sabadosa was invited to speak by fellow Democrat and 2nd Berkshire District State Representative Paul Mark in Pittsfield at Tavern on the A. First, she talked with WAMC.
This bill is really about changing the way we pay for health care in Massachusetts. It has really nothing to do with how we provide health care. We think that, you know, we do have some of the best health care in the state, but the way that we pay for it is deeply problematic for a lot of people. Health care costs are rising. We know that they're rising about 3.1% a year in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and there's no end in sight to those continual increases. And that's really weighing on the average person, on families. And we're seeing plans with higher and higher deductibles, higher and higher copays, which really means that people are effectively rationing health care, right, depending on whether they have, you know, an extra $5,000 in their bank account to go get service, or even, you know, if you have a child who gets sick, do you have that $60 to bring your kid into the doctor? What decisions are people making? So this legislation really aims to change that and to create a single-payer system within the state of Massachusetts where all the money goes into the single-payer system and then is paid out to provide health care.
So break that down for me. What would change about the economic system to make that possible?
Well, I mean, it's first of all, it would be a lot of political will in the state, but I think that you do hit pain points where people are suffering and people are rationing their health care. So we're moving in the direction where political will is going to start to shift. And basically, we would need to change the way that money comes into the state from the federal government. So it would go into a health care trust. And then we would, instead of paying for premiums, would pay for a payroll tax. Now, I know people hear the word tax and they get a little worried, but right now, when you add up what people are spending, the average family is spending about 18% of what they make. And remember when I said costs keep rising? So we can expect that to keep rising as well. We have been able to model it because we're doing a universal system where everybody's in and nobody's out. Because you're pooling, you're basically creating the largest insurance risk pool possible, we can reduce costs to about 10%, and that would be an employer-employee split. So most people, except for very wealthy people, would see a reduction in their healthcare spending, which I think is really important as we move forward and talk about how do we make sure we have a healthy society. Right now, the state is spending about 42% of our budget on healthcare, and that means we're not investing in social determinants of health. So clean drinking water, education, transportation. We know that health rather changes dramatically from neighborhood to neighborhood based on income. So the state could be making a lot of investments if we weren't spending so much on a system that is kind of bloated and really, 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 really expensive. So this legislation aims to change that through a single payer system.
So how much would it cost to make this transition from our current system into single payer?
Well, you know, we don't have an actual number of what it's going to cost. We do know a lot about what it's going to save. Like I just said, we know that we'll bring average family spending down by about 8%. I know on the national level they talk about, oh, it's going to cost X, Y, and Z, but what they never say is what we're currently spending. So with Massachusetts, we've really tried to say, what are we currently spending, and how do we make sure those costs are coming down with this system? And we've talked a lot about, you know, a just transition. So we know that, for example, hospital billing departments will not need to be as robust as they are right now. How do we transition people into jobs in healthcare that are better paying and that are jobs of the future rather than jobs that maintain a current status quo that's really just costing us too much?
Are you concerned about pushback from the healthcare industry?
Well, I think that, you know, it's interesting. So we need to define what the healthcare industry means, right? We actually know that a lot of nurses right now are very much on board. We know that a lot of physicians are on board. I was just talking to a group of physicians yesterday who certainly have questions and they want their input to be considered in the legislation. But I think there are a lot of people who are pushing back and saying, we realize that things are kind of broken. You know, I do imagine we'll get pushback from insurance companies. We may get pushback from pharmaceutical companies because a lot of the cost savings come from the ability to negotiate prices, right? Right now we have lots of different insurers and they all negotiate, but when you have one single system negotiating, that's a lot more leverage. So we will see pushback, but again, when you hit the pain point where the average family is saying, do I buy groceries or do I take my kid to the doctor? That's when something needs to change, and that's why this legislation is here, so that we can offer a system that provides universal coverage that focuses on quality care, reduced costs, and improving social determinants of health.
You've got dozens of fellow legislators signed on to this House bill. What do you feel like the momentum is like in the Massachusetts State House to see this come to fruition?
Well, I think that we are very much in a process where we are learning. I really believe in thoughtful legislation. I don't propose this idea saying, oh, we should just do it tomorrow. We should just overnight change our system. I don't think that that's the right approach. The legislators have signed on, and we formed the very first Medicare for All caucus in the entire country on a state level, which is exciting. And it's a place of education and learning. So we're bringing in different groups who are telling us what the reality of their jobs are like. You know, we can talk in broad strokes about, you know, physicians think or doctor or, you know, internists think. But in the end, you have to actually talk to all of those people and bring them to the table. So we are trying to create the largest table possible and getting as much input as possible. And for me personally, that means really traveling across the state and meeting with as many people so I can talk to them about their health care. And in some instances, we sit down and we like look at their finances and figure out what are they spending now? What could they spend? Because the only way you write good legislation is when you have that feedback, right? Like there are always trends that you may not realize otherwise. Despite having great research in the state, you have to talk to people to figure out what's going on. And so I've been to Stoughton and Attleboro and Boston, and we'll be in Pittsfield this week, and we just have been crisscrossing the state and trying to talk to people and to explain to them what the system really is, because there is so much confusion. You know, people talk about healthcare during presidential debates in particular, and you can't do it in 60 seconds. Healthcare is complicated, and how we fund healthcare is even more complicated. So you need to be thoughtful, and the legislature right now is doing that due diligence and putting together the research and the information that we need.
Governor Charlie Baker is a former CEO from the healthcare industry, and he's been critical of single-payer healthcare in the past. When it hits Baker's office, what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I don't know. You know, if it will hit his desk while he's governor, that's, you know, there are terms, so we'll see what that looks like. But I do think that at least the governor is in a position who knows, you know, he knows probably better than anyone about rising healthcare costs, and I'm very hopeful that he will eventually want to do something to address those. You know, he talked a lot last night in the State of the State about making massive investments in education and in transportation, and when we look at our state budget, you know, the pie is only so big. So what is he going to do to reduce costs elsewhere? 42% of our state budget is healthcare. I think that's an area that he's going to need to focus on. And you know, we'll continue to have those conversations to make sure that we're all moving in the same direction.